Hello.
Hello, my name is Alfred. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Am I speaking with Carmen?
Yes. Yep. Go ahead, Oscar.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. So, give me just one moment. I'm just setting up. Right? Okay. So I am speaking with Carmen, right? Just to make sure.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. First of all, are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Yeah.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June of 2024?
Not for president. I'm not voting Democrat for president.
Okay. Would you say that for all those races, are you almost certain you're going to be voting, probably maybe 50-50?
No, I'm voting. I'm just not voting Democrat.
Oh, okay.
For president.
Oh, okay, okay. All right. And what is your race?
What is my race?
Yeah.
I'm Hispanic.
Hispanic, okay. And
White Hispanic.
White Hispanic, okay. And from which country or territory does your family trace the heritage?
Cuba.
Cuba, okay. What language do you primarily speak in your home?
English.
Okay. This is just for the record here. What year were you born?
1966.
Okay. I like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means very cold, unfavorable feeling. 100, a very warm, favorable feeling. And 50 is neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of them, please say so. This person is Andy Kim, South Jersey U.S. Congressman and candidate for U.S. Senate.
Man, 50.
50, okay. Rahib Balhala, Mayor of Hoboken, candidate for Congress.
50. I know he is. I'm just not.
Okay. Rob Menendez, U.S. Congressman and candidate for Congress.
0.
0. Okay. Tammy Murphy, First Lady of New Jersey and candidate for U.S. Senate.
0.
Yeah. Joe Biden, President of the United States.
0.
Phil Murphy, Governor of New Jersey.
50.
Appeal. Okay. Bob Menendez, U.S. Senator and candidate for U.S. Senate?
0.
0. Okay. Steve Phillip, Mayor of New Jersey?
80.
80, okay. When you hear the name Bob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
Do you really want me to say it? Do you really want me to be honest?
Yeah, you can be as honest as you want, yeah.
His father's coattails. Like, he's only in the Senate because of his father. His father was Robert Menendez. So he's got no track record. He's just in the Senate because they put him there. It's like a corrupt. It's corruption to the higher power here.
Thank you for that. Would would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress? And here's a
I think he's done everything, so strongly disapprove.
Strongly.
He hasn't done anything.
All right. And if the Democrat primary elections for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Bob Menendez, Andy Kim, and Patricia Campos Medina, and Tammy Murphy, for whom would you vote?
Do I have to say somebody, or can I just say no one?
You can say, besides that, I have other undecided.
Undecided.
Undecided, okay. And if the primary elections for Congress were held today and the candidates were Ravi Bahal and Kyle Dacey, from whom would you vote?
Undecided. Yeah, undecided.
If the Democrat primary elections for Congress were held today and you had to decide right now, would you lean towards voting for Rob Menendez, Ravi Bahal, or Kyle Dacey?
Ravi.
Okay. In the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all about U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay.
Well, I have heard in the news he got arrested.
Okay.
So I don't know how you want to put that.
A lot, some, not too much, nothing at all, or?
I would put a lot.
A lot? Okay. All right. I'll put that on. How closely would you say you're following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Very closely, somewhat closely, not too closely, or not closely at all?
Very closely.
Okay. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements about Congressman Bob Menendez. First one is, Congressman Rob Menendez should be held accountable for the actions of his father, Senator Bob Menendez. Well, strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree. Unsure, neither agree nor disagree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree, okay. Congressman Rob Menendez is only in Congress because he is Senator Bob Menendez's son?
Yep. That's my opinion.
Okay. So strongly, somewhat?
Strongly agree. Strongly. Okay. See, remember that was my comment before? Remember when I mentioned that?
Yeah. But I always have to, ask it to record it. is there no way that Congressman Rob Menendez did not know anything about his father's, Senator Bob Menendez's shady and corrupt dealing?
No, that's highly unlikely. He knew.
Okay. Congressman Bob Menendez is his own person and should not be punished for the actions of his father, Senator Bob Menendez.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree, okay. Congressman Bob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong. He is not involved in his father's issues in any way.
Are those your two options?
With that statement, would you say you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree, or unsure, neither
strongly
agree nor disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm going to read you some statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez, and I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right. Critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say that there is no way Congressman Menendez knew anything about his father's corruption scheme, in which Senator Menendez took bribes from governments of Egypt and Qatar in the form of cash, luxury cars, and even gold bars in exchange for favors Senator Menendez delivered to those countries using his influence. They say Congressman Menendez refuses to say a negative word about his father, who now faces multiple criminal indictments, that the Menendez family has violated the public's trust and that they are only in public office to enrich themselves. Supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say that he has not been accused of anything related to his father's legal situation because he has done nothing wrong. They say that he appears nowhere in the Justice Department's charges against his father because he has absolutely nothing to do with the investigation or any of the crimes his father has been accused of committing. They say there have never been any accusations of wrongdoing of any kind against Congressman Menendez, and it would be unfair to make the son pay for the sins of the father. At the same time, they say it is unreasonably to ask a son to come out and publicly condemn his own father. Does the statements from critics of Congress Rahm Menendez or statements from supporters of Rahm Menendez come closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right? And then I have choices here. Critics much closer, critic somewhat closer, supporters somewhat closer, supporters much closer, both, neither. No, that's correct. Choices.
Neither.
Neither?
Yep.
I'm going to read you some more statements made by critics and supporters of Congress Rahm Menendez, and I want you to tell me which one comes close to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right. Critics of Congressman Rahm Menendez say he represents all that is wrong with politics in New Jersey these days. They say that insiders, party bosses, and nepotists undermine our democracy, and that Menendez is only in office because his corrupt father and the political machine put him there. Supporters of Congress Rahm Menendez say he has earned the trust of Democrat leaders in Congress like Hakeem Jeffries, as well as Mayor Ross Baraka, Brian Stack, and Chris Bolwick, along with labor union environment groups and regular hardworking families, because of his record of accomplishments in Congress and his commitment to take on right-wing extremists. Does the statement from critics of Congress Rahm Menendez or the statement from supporters of Rahm Menendez come closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right? And I can read you the critics much closer.
I'm for what the critics are saying. What the critics said is that's my view. I agree with them.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Now I'm going to read you some brief statements about some of the candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me which each statement makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all likely to support that candidate for Congress.
Okay.
The only Hispanic in New Jersey's congressional delegation, Rahm Menendez, is a leader in the Congressional Hispanic Caucus and is fighting for immigrant communities across the country. Would you say much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, not at all more likely?
Not at all more likely.
Not at all, okay. The first bill Rahm Menendez introduced when getting to Congress was a comprehensive effort to make life more affordable for working people in New Jersey, from lowering the cost of prescription drugs for seniors, increasing tax credits for child care, making it easier to take care of older family members, and making quality public transportation more accessible. Once again, much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, not at all likely.
Not at all likely.
Okay. Rahm Menendez's top priority is delivering for his constituents no matter what. His office is proud to have solved issues for over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year of service. From complicated immigration requests to cutting red tape to put money in working people's pockets, he's fought to make our neighborhoods safer and more livable. Rob and his family are raising their two young children here. That's why Rob gets our lives the challenges we face every day and why he's ready to meet his moment. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, not at all likely.
Not at all likely.
Not at all likely, okay. Hobart Mayor Ravid Bahal has a 15-year record of public service and has never been handed a thing. With rising inequality and rising sea levels, Bahal believes his moment requires changes that is momentous. He believes that health care is a human right, housing is a human right, reproductive rights are human rights, and the climate crisis is not a predetermined catastrophe, but a challenge we can and must meet. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, not at all likely.
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely, okay. A member of pro-choice caucuses in Congress, Rob Menendez, is fighting to protect women's access to abortion and other reproductive health care. He voted to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land, and he is fighting to stand up to the anti-choice extreme members of the Republican Party who are pushing to ban abortion across the United States. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, not at all more likely.
Much more likely.
You said not at all more likely, or?
No, much more.
Oh, much more.
Much more likely.
Okay, thank you. Rahm Emanuel is fighting against extreme MAGA, Republicans in Congress who are pushing a racist anti-immigration, anti-workers agenda, who want to turn back the clock on women's rights and gays' rights, who, despite the rise in crime and violence in our communities, continue to stand in the way of common sense solutions to end gun violence, and who supports the January 6th rioters and aim to put Donald Trump back in power. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, and not at all more likely.
Much more likely.
Much more, okay. Rahm Emanuel also, Rahm Emanuel knows how much important our health care is. He's fought to lower cost of prescription drugs, make hospital buildings more transparent, make sure seniors can live in dignity by protecting Social Security and Medicare, and strengthening women's health care. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, not at all likely.
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. After hearing some of the more, since more information, let me ask you again, if the Democratic primary election of Congress were held today and the candidates were Rahm Emanuel, Ravid Bahal, Kyle JC, for whom would you vote for? You have other or undecided?
I'll probably vote for Ravi.
Yeah, okay. Okay, now I'm going to read you a few more statements about Ravi Bahal, candidate for Congress. Please tell me if each statement, if accurate, makes you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support Ravi Bahal for Congress. In a district that is overwhelmingly Hispanic, Ravi Bahal is running to unseat New Jersey's only Hispanic congressman after using behind-the-scenes schemes to remove a Latina from the state assembly. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, not at all likely.
So it's saying that, can you read that again?
Sure. Okay. In a district that is overwhelmingly Hispanic, Ravid Bahal is running to unseat New Jersey's only Hispanic congressman after using behind-the-scenes schemes to remove a Latina from the state assembly. Would you say much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, not at all likely? Hi, hello? Hello? I can't hear you anymore.